Facebook is about to get a whole lot more open.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. As we've heard all morning, Facebook is on its way to becoming a public company. Part of that means it'll be facing more scrutiny from investors, sure, but also from government regulators. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer reports.
So Facebook, you want to go public? Then you have to file quarterly and annual reports with the federal government, spelling out your projected earnings, how much top executives earn, and if they get bonuses. Facebook is so concerned about government regulation, it even listed it as a potential risk factor when it filed to go public. Josh Burnoff is a senior vice president at Forrester Research. He says Facebook is especially worried that privacy laws will become stricter.
Since customer data is such a central part of the value that they offer to marketers, this would be a huge challenge.
Facebook is meeting the challenge with money. It started a political action committee, which can contribute to Facebook-friendly candidates. Founder Mark Zuckerberg has already given the maximum $5,000. Ellen Miller heads the Sunlight Foundation in Washington. She says the PAC could soon be flush with cash from Facebook employees who become millionaires when the company goes public.
I mean, each one of them could get $5,000, and it's, for them, maybe it's like giving a dime.
Miller says Facebook spent more than $1 million lobbying last year, more than double what it spent in 2010. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
The number of folks applying for unemployment benefits last week dipped, which is another sign of a recovering jobs market. Tomorrow, we'll find out if we can all really let out at least a small sigh of relief when we get the monthly jobs numbers.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
So how do Americans feel about the job market? Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup. He joins us every Thursday for our attitude check. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
So Gallup does its own jobs polling. What trends are you spotting right now?
Well, we spotted unemployment actually decreasing some in the middle of January. It was 8.5 in December. And by our calculations, we interviewed 30,000 people a month. We had unemployment down to 8.3 by the middle of the month, but it's actually come back up near the end of the month. So we think unemployment's been fairly steady, maybe improving slightly, at least through the middle of January.
And what are you hearing from people about their expectations for the job market?
Expectations for the economy in general is how we track it, and they're getting slightly better than we have seen previously. That's economic confidence, although that, too, has seen a slight deterioration near the end of January.
Now, we heard President Obama propose giving tax breaks to companies to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. What do you know about support for that kind of proposal?
We have over 8 out of 10 Americans who, in general, support that idea. But what's unusual when we look beneath the data here is this is one of the few things that the president proposes that has unanimous support from both Democrats and Republicans. I say unanimous. It's got over 80% support on both sides of the aisle, and that's highly unusual. So this is something that I think the president, anybody actually, can go out and say, yeah, let's bring jobs back with tax breaks or whatever, and you're going to get overwhelming support from the average American.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks.
You bet.
Now let's do the numbers. The S&P is up 0.3% this morning. The NASDAQ is up more than 0.6%. The Dow is up 8 points at 12,725. At this hour, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is in front of Congress.
If business confidence continues to improve, U.S. firms should be well positioned to increase both capital spending and hiring. Larger businesses are still able to obtain credit at historically low interest rates, and corporate balance sheets are strong.
In other words, the economy is slowly improving.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, insuring more than 80 million customers worldwide and providing retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, agents committed to small business success. 1-866-200-4BIZ. We are insurance. We are farmers.
There's another hearing going on in Washington this morning, this one on just how much work kids should be allowed to do on farms. The Labor Department was all ready to set some new rules, but after an outcry from America's family farmers, they're reconsidering. Elizabeth Wynn Johnson has more from Washington.
Who gets to decide if it's okay for a child to work in a pen with an aggressive farm animal? Congressman Scott Tipton is a Colorado Republican and chair of a House subcommittee on small business. He says Washington doesn't get what he calls the matrix of agricultural America.
I come from a farm and ranch community. You know, these are great-grandparents, grandparents, parents who live in the same area, share their labor force, which happens to be family.
On the same House subcommittee, California Democrat Judy Chu says child labor laws are overdue for an update and should be made tougher.
When you hear about horrific incidents like where young people are killed in the grain silos, you know that something must be done about it.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 3/4 of the children killed in work-related accidents in 2010 were working on farms. In Washington, I'm Elizabeth Wynn Johnson for Marketplace.
And finally...
That's right, woodchuck-chuckers, it's Groundhog Day!
This February 2nd, we asked a couple economists to play groundhog for us and help predict the economic future. First to peek out, Richard DeKayser with the Parthenon Group.
If I were the groundhog, I think I'd be pretty confused at the moment. The economy's been muddling along for the past year, and I'd have a hard time figuring out whether that's going to accelerate into something resembling strength or deteriorate into something resembling a recession.
And groundhog number two, Charles Ballard. He's an econ professor at Michigan State University.
The biggest shadow, I think, is the European debt situation. So far, the Europeans have managed to sort of limp along and not let things spin out of control. I think that'll continue, but it is a real concern.
If you want to join our gang of economic groundhogs, head to our website at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
It's a funny thing, but in Las Vegas, the number of foreclosures and the price of a college degree move together.
It just seems so hard to imagine that because it's like it just keeps going up and up and up and up and up.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The state of things through the eyes of college students. It's the real economy. Our election coverage next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.